This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 10,000 people are reported by Reuters to have gathered in central Moscow to rally in support of jailed critic Alexei Navalny, answering his call for nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin's rule. Demonstrators gathered at Moscow's central Pushkin Square and nearby streets, despite a heavy police presence and detentions, holding up signs that read "Russia will be free" and chanting "Putin is a thief." Some then marched towards the Kremlin, while others blocked the Russian capital's main thoroughfare. Navalny called on his allies to take to the streets after he was detained in a Moscow airport last weekend. He was arrested moments after arriving from Germany, where he had flown in August to recover from a near-fatal poisoning with a Soviet-designed agent. Police detained nearly 400 people in cities in the Far East, Siberia, and the Urals earlier Saturday, where demonstrators braved icy temperatures and official warnings, and at least 2,000 of Navalny's supporters gathered in Russia's second city, St. Petersburg, on Saturday as well. This week, Navalny released a video investigation alleging that Putin was the owner of a palatial property on the Black Sea worth more than $1 billion. The video report has been viewed more than 66 million times. And thousands of Hong Kong residents are locked down in an unprecedented move to contain a worldwide coronavirus outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November, and over 4,300 cases in the last 2 months have made up nearly 40% of the city's total. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making world news. The top U.S. intelligence officer for North Korea has warned the country sees diplomacy only as a means to advance its nuclear weapons development, even as the new Biden administration says it will look for ways to bring Pyongyang back to talks. President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said the new administration planned a full review of the U.S. approach to North Korea to look at ways to increase pressure on it to return to the negotiating table. In a landmark verdict in one of the mining world's most high-profile legal cases, a Swiss criminal court found Israeli businessman Benny Steinmeitz guilty of corruption and forgery and sentenced him to 5 years in jail with a sizable fine. The ruling came after a two-week trial, and it's a blow for Steinmeitz, a diamond trader whose pursuit of the world's richest untapped deposits of iron ore put him at the center of a battle that has triggered probes and litigation around the world. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is saying that the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality, although he said evidence showed that both vaccines being used in his country are effective against it. Johnson said that the impact of the new variant, which is already known to be more transmissible, was putting the health service under intense pressure. And baseball fans and historians around the world are honoring former home run king Hank Aaron, who has died at the age of 86. The Baseball Hall of Famer passed away in his sleep. Hammering Hank set a wide array of records during a 23-year career spent mostly with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves, including RBIs, extra base hits, and total bases. The U.S. State Department has initiated a review of the terrorist designation of Yemen's Houthi movement and is working as fast as it can to conclude the process and make a determination. A State Department spokesman is saying President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said earlier this week that Washington would take a look at the designation, which UN officials and aid groups fear is complicating efforts to combat the world's largest humanitarian crisis. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, News.